Hey, good morning. How are you doing today? Today is February 25th, 2012, and welcome to the Shark Tank. This is Sharkbait coming at you with another chum line, looking at sharks in the news. Right now, there's nothing really going on with shark attacks, but on the front of shark conservation, there's a few things going on. First of all, you can get a hold of me through my email. My email is sharkb8chum@gmail.com. That's the animal shark, letter B, the number 8, chum, chum, @gmail.com. You can check out my Chumline blog, which is over at sharkb8chumline.blogspot.com. Basically, sharkbaitchumline@blogspot.com. And let's dive into the news. The biggest thing going on right now is here in my home state of New York. I'm glad to see that New York may be joining some of the West Coast states in banning the sale of fins. This is taken from the New York Times on the 21st, which would put it, well, Tuesday, I guess. I'm quoting here. This is a story: New York may ban shark fin sales following other states, by Elizabeth Rosenthal. And I'll try to get a link up on the Sharkbait Chumline blog so you can read this. But what we have here is that on Tuesday, legislators in New York announced a bill following the western states of California, Hawaii, Oregon, and Washington that would ban the sale, trading, possession, and distribution of shark fins. And it looks like this would probably take place as early as next year, 2013. So that would be for five states. So one tenth of now the United States is going to be banning all these shark, the different way that the fins are being distributed, sold, what have you. I really don't know how much of an issue this is with inland states. Obviously, the ones I've already mentioned, California, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, New York, we're all obviously coastal states. But also up on the board are Florida. Oh, here we go. Here's the answer to my question. Florida, Illinois, Maryland, and Virginia have legislation pending for next year. So obviously, with Florida, Maryland, and Virginia, you have more coastal states on the eastern seaboard joining. But last I checked, Illinois was not part of any state that bordered either the Atlantic or Pacific. So, having never really thought about it, I guess this is a problem, you know, wherever. It's not just a coastal issue with the United States. And again, just to go over some stats here, they put in the story. Scientists estimate up to 73 million sharks are killed annually just for shark fin soup. And I recommend anyone, again, this is not a endorsement, but if you have the stomach for it, to watch the movie Shark Water. It's a documentary. Go and see it. There's a book that accompanies it as well, and it goes into the shark fin trading and how a lot of it is all obviously about money. And the documentary basically uncovers a lot of underground sales and distribution of shark fins. Scanning through the story again. This is going to be quoting. Looking at some of the. There are dozens of large banquet halls in New York City serving the equivalent of 1,000 shark fins each month. And this is according to, I guess, a the Grand Harmony Palace, where they, I guess, have a lot of the shark fin soups for the wedding banquets. So there you go. There's the nitty-gritty on the New York shark fin ban. Looking at other stories, last time I told you about that whale shark that had washed up in Pakistan. tried looking back, and now it's been 2 weeks since that was reported, and there haven't really been, there's nothing really been a follow-up as to how a shark of that size became unconscious, and then 10 days later they found it floating dead on shore. So that's something I'll try to keep an eye on and go back and take an occasional look. I haven't seen many stories about shark attacks. I know recently there was a shark attack on a boat, but no humans. I know I can go over at the website sharkattacksurvivors.com. They have a list of, they're pretty good with keeping a list of all shark news. So yeah, they do have on the 21st, a boat was attacked in South Africa, in Australia. I guess there was no injury on a, I think this was a surfer, just waiting for the, to come up. Yeah, the surfer who was, found one of the pieces of his surfboard missing. So again, it's a shark attack without any injuries. Haven't been much. They're all in Australia, and we'll take a look at that next time. So, all right, this is just to keep everyone on board about what's going on with the sharks. Again, you can reach me at sharkbait. No, I don't even remember what it is anymore. sharkbaitchum@gmail.com. Shark, the letter B, the number 8, chum@gmail.com. You can check out my blog at sharkbaitchumline.blogspot.com. That's shark, the letter B, the number 8, chumline@blogspot.com. And until next time, hang loose, my friends.